This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about the line between life and death. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. In medical settings, a patient is declared dead when there is zero activity in the brain. This is usually referred to as brain dead. But it can get confusing because a person can have no brain function but still seem to be alive when they're on machines that keep them breathing. So this can already be a bit of an uneasy situation when doctors have declared a patient dead, but to the family, they still seem to be alive. Now, a new technique for collecting organs for donation introduces another layer of complication to the end of life. The technique could result in more organs becoming available, saving people's lives, but it's controversial. So controversial, the American College of Physicians, the second largest professional group for doctors in the U.S., declared it unethical and said it shouldn't be allowed in the U.S. Alan Yu has more.
Right now, most organ donations come from people who have been declared brain dead, meaning they have no brain function. Ashish Shah is a heart surgeon and chair of cardiac surgery at Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
Their hearts will be beating. Their lungs will ventilate if you push air through it. They'll exchange oxygen. No, everything works except for their brain, really.
The donor is taken to an operating room. A surgeon opens up their chest, stops the heart, and takes that and other organs out. Then doctors also started to collect organs from people who died because their hearts stopped.
You know, in this case, you let someone pass away, you declare them dead. There's a period of time where you wait so they don't have what's called auto-resuscitation, meaning the heart starts up again. And then we can all agree that person's gone and we can take their organs.
They were able to recover lungs and livers and kidneys this way, but not hearts.
So that just leaves now one other organ left that has been missing out on the opportunity to be utilized, and that's the heart.
Because the heart had stopped for too long without oxygen. Enter a new technique called NRP, or normal thermic regional perfusion. Again, there are some patients that doctors declared dead because their hearts stopped. These patients would not be able to live without always being hooked to machines. The damage is irreversible. Doctors can use machines to pump blood back into the heart and use a clamp to make sure none of that blood reaches the brain. Then they take the heart.
These hearts are not irreversibly injured. You can bring them back, reanimate them. You can actually use them in transplant. They still work a year or more later and work great.
This organ donation technique could change the field for all patients who need transplants. It adds a new group of potential donors. And because the blood keeps pumping, more organs can be recovered at a time. Tony Donatelli's life was saved because of this procedure. He was in the Navy for more than 20 years. While he was stationed at sea in 2021, he felt a pain in his legs that got worse. He was diagnosed with AL amyloidosis, a rare disease where abnormal proteins gather in the organs.
I was decomposing. I was losing muscle. I was getting weaker. I had no cardiac output.
At 40 years old, he went from being a fit, active-duty Navy officer to sometimes not being able to walk around a hospital room 5 times. He needed a heart, liver, and kidney transplant to live. And he needed all 3 organs at the same time. His doctor told me that if Tony had gotten only 1 organ, he would have still been too sick to even be placed on the wait list for the next organs. Today, he's swimming, surfing, and taking care of his 2 children, thanks to an organ donor who gave him 3 organs using this new technique. But there's a problem with this procedure. In the US, only a dead person can donate their vital, life-sustaining organs. But with this perfusion technique, blood is pumped back into a person's heart after they have died. Again, there is a clamp preventing the blood from reaching the brain, but their heart does start beating again. And to physician and bioethicist Matthew DeCamp, that means they are no longer dead.
It invalidates the prior determination of death.
He helped write a paper for the American College of Physicians explaining their position against this new technique. He says, imagine a patient's heart stops in a hospital.
And the team rushes in and uses ECMO as a technology to attempt to resuscitate the patient, whose heart then resumes beating and they begin breathing again. We call that resuscitation.
Doctors routinely restart hearts to save lives, to bring patients back. And he says that's no different in the context of this new technique. After doctors restart a patient's heart, the patient is no longer dead, and therefore cannot donate a vital organ like a heart or liver.
So your argument, if I understand this correctly, is that once you restart the blood flow, then the patient is alive. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And so by doing this procedure, the surgical team is killing the patient a second time.
Well, it certainly seems that the conditions for a legally and ethically valid determination of death have not been met.
Matthew says doctors who are in favor of this organ donation technique say even if, by some accident, blood flowed to these patients' brains again, their chances of recovering brain function are very, very slim.
But to say that they're slim is not to say that they're zero. And so what that statement really is a implicit judgment about a quality of life worth living.
Rob and Catherine Kerr know what it is like to make a judgment like that. Their third son, Jared Kerr, was diagnosed with a rare genetic brain disorder called metachromatic leukodystrophy when he was 2. Patients gradually lose the ability to walk or speak. Most do not live past childhood. When Jared was 3 years old, he got a stem cell transplant from a donor in North Carolina. That helped him live longer. But his father, Rob, says it did not mean he recovered.
He wore a diaper, was fed by a tube. He went from, you know, walking and talking and stuff to where he couldn't even sit up on his own. He was in a hospital bed in a wheelchair and everything for 14 years.
In 2021, when Jared was 17, he caught a cold, and he did not get better. He went to the hospital and had to be put on a ventilator 3 times. His lungs started failing. His doctors told Rob and Catherine that Jared would need to breathe through a tube in his trachea.
Then he's going to be on this trach and these machines forever. And throughout our years of being with handicapped kids and seeing other stories, we knew that that was going to be a very, very difficult life for him. So we decided to let him go.
They took him off the ventilator. Jared died in July 2021 at the age of 17. Rob and Catherine never forgot the stem cell transplant Jared got at the age of 3.
He was gifted the cord blood that extended his life to 17 years old when his life expectancy was 5 years old. So the cord blood extended his life significantly, and we always wanted to give back.
Using NRP, the new organ donation technique, Jared donated his heart and kidneys. Rob says that for him and Catherine, even if Jared's heart was beating again inside his body, his lungs would not have recovered.
The way I looked at it is, your ultimate goal is to restart the heart in someone else. Knowing Jared helped these other people is what helps me get up every day and keep rolling.
He says they are in touch with the person who now has Jared's heart. She had a heart problem since she was 10.
She couldn't even walk across the living room without getting out of breath. Couldn't even climb the steps. And because of Jared's amazing donation, she just finished her first 10K.
That story was reported by Alan Yu.